Welcome to Olives Pimentos podcast. I'm speaking with Kayla from the band.
Shit happens.
There you go. That's a good sound. So how is Manitoba life treating you right now?
Manitoba life, well, it was a cool day out not that long ago, and now it's warming up and spring has sprung and there's mud and puddles, and, well, practically lakes all over the fucking street, so that's what we're dealing with here, but it's a beautiful day.
No, it's totally cool. Yeah, nobody believes in global warming, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah, whatever. It's a thing. It's we in Ontario here, we didn't get any snow in November, December, January, and then in March, we just got a dump. And we're supposed to get snow tonight too. So
yeah, I know. So actually, at one point on our tour, we were driving from Quebec City to Sherbrooke. And we got stuck in a fucking snowstorm, and we were sliding all over the road and, like, stuck behind a fucking highway grader, and we were pretty sure we were gonna die. It was a great time.
Yeah, the weather down this way is, like, even is all over the place. Yeah, it's Ontario and Quebec, but if you go out east to Canada and even out west, you have two seasons. You have summer and you have winter. In my own opinion.
Pretty much, yeah.
So yeah.
No, I can vouch for that for sure.
Done. So how did Shit Happens start?
How did it start? Well, that's a story. So our original drummer, Dustin, who's currently on leave because of knee surgery, him and I were friends before, and he was one of the first friends I kind of made when I'd moved here. And he was taking me out to some local shows and showing me around the scene and stuff. And we were hanging out at my place one day, and I was, like, making us some food before hitting a show. And I dropped something in the kitchen and was like, whatever, shit happens. And he was like, huh, that'd be a good name for a punk band. And then it was just, like, a running joke for, like, a few months or like,
yeah.
A while. Yeah, a few months. So it was just kind of a running joke where, like, we'd say something dumb or, like, do something stupid, be like, yeah, that'd be a good song title for a Shit Happens song or whatever, right? And then, like, out of the fucking blue, he's like, hey, so, yeah, this friend of ours can play bass, and I found us a drummer, so let's start actually writing some stuff. And then that's how White Girl Wasted came to be, and it kicked off from there.
Wicked. And you guys have been a band for how long? For quite a while now.
Yeah, it was going on, like, what, 5-6 years? Has it been that fucking long? Dear God, it's been that fucking long. Yeah, we formed the band, like, officially in, like, late 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, late 2018. And then the full intention of it was to just, like, you know, we didn't really expect things to take off. We just kind of were like, yeah, we'll just get drunk and jam and write some stupid shit, right? And then it turns out I'm a little bit too opinionated for just, you know, just that. And you know, we kept writing some stuff and we kept getting opportunities, and it kind of just kept going from there.
Yeah, you guys rock. You guys are pretty rad. And I like how all the songs are under 4 minutes. I think your one song is only 3:08. You guys,
yeah, that's the longest.
Yeah, you guys remind me of what do you call it, like, late 80s punk rock, if you will, like Black Flag. I get a lot of SNFU vibes as well.
Oh, honored. Yeah. So honored.
Yeah. There's a band out here in Sudbury called Tall Pork. I don't know if you've heard of them before.
I feel like I've heard the name thrown around, but I haven't, like, really checked them out, but that's going to be on the list of things to check out for sure.
You have to. And they sort of remind me of SNFU as well, but you guys certainly do for sure. Because you guys are, totally like 1980s, like Black Flag, like DOA, DRI sort of stuff, in my own opinion.
Sweet. Huge, yeah. Fucking, all very fucking honorable. Thank you. You're so much flattery, dude.
Yeah, no worries. It's all good. So how did you, have you always, like, played music, or has this only, like, the only band you've been in?
So, yeah, Shit Happens is, like, the first and only band I've ever been in. So it's, like, my only experience with, like, punk music. I mean, like, growing up when I was a kid and stuff, like, I got thrown into, like, classical music when I was, like, a kid, like, 8 years old or whatever. And So I was classically trained and did like some kind of festival and won like third place or whatever. So like back in the day, I could belt out like fucking Over the Rainbow pretty damn good. And then, you know, some years of smoking and whiskey drinking. This is sounding a little rough now.
That's all right, though. It's totally cool.
Yeah. But it's the punk rock stuff, right? And I also, I'm a part indigenous and like, you know, part indigenous Cree. On my mother's side of the family. So I was always, like, grew up around, like, just drum circles and, like, that kind of singing and stuff. So that's, like, always been in my life. So that's, like, my background, like, musically. But Shit Happens was the first and only thing I ever got into, like, you know, like, band and, like, punk related at all.
And you love it?
Fucking love it, man.
There you go.
It's definitely, like, I love punk music ever since I was, like, 7 years old. Like, my dad gave me his cassette collection with, like, Dead Kennedys and DOA and Butthole Surfers and stuff. And fell in love with punk music at a young age. Always loved it. And it was always, like, a dream of mine. But growing up in small town BC, never really had. I was, like, the only punk kid in my town.
Oh, really?
So there wasn't really, like, opportunity for, you know, forming a band and being able to kind of grow on that where I grew up. So, you know, I got into it a little late in life, but I've been fucking loving it and having a blast.
And, recently didn't you guys play Bitch Fest too in Toronto?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
And how was that?
Oh, it was fucking great. Yeah, we had an awesome time. It was at, it's a newer venue. What's it called? Ground Control.
Yeah.
And like they don't even have their like sign up yet. And we're driving by the place. We're like, is this the address? I don't see a sign. What the fuck? But like, their sign's on order. It's on the way. But it was a great venue, and like everybody was super awesome. And like the bands were fucking great. Who did we play with? Psych Bike, Iron Moose, and Mall Crimes.
Oh, Mall Crimes are fucking D's.
Oh yeah, holy fuck. And Jill's such a sweetheart. Oh my god, it was like so cool talking to her. She's a fucking blast. And and we played with Iron Moose before, like last year when we toured in June, so it was like fucking great to see them again. Like we played with them, like we're band friends. And yep. then Excitebike was a cool bunch of people too. They're pretty awesome to hang out with.
Did they get that name for the video game, Excitebike?
I honestly have no idea. I didn't ask.
I think it is. Right on, Iron Moose too. Like Iron Moose is fucking rad too.
Yeah.
And you guys are you guys doing any touring this summer?
This summer, no. So we just finished our like 2 week long tour. We just got back last week pretty much. Yeah, okay. Last week. It was really great. We had a lot of fucking fun. That was like our second time touring out east. And we saw, like, a lot of familiar faces and, like, made a bunch of new connections and, you know, new friends and shit. And so we just signed with a record label, VCCR. And so we got to hit our shit on, like, you know, finishing up a full-length album and whatever. So we're kind of taking some time, not really planning anything, like, tour-wise, except for maybe, like, an album release, hitting up, like, a town or two. But nothing crazy again until, like, 2025.
How many songs are gonna be on the new album? Have you guys figured that out yet or no?
Roughly figured it out. We're aiming for like 12 songs.
Nice.
Probably about 12 to 13 songs if we can. I mean, our writing process is pretty easy. Like I've always got lyrics in the bank. So, you know, I've always like thrown shit at the guys and we'll, you know, form something. The newer singles that we released that they're like Field Trip or whatever, they're actually part of like the full length thing. Those are the ones that we had written and we just like were excited about them, wanted to get some shit out before tour, and so that's like it's kind of a sneak preview into like what's to come for like the rest of our full length that we're working on this year.
Yeah, I know. All the new singles like Whiskey Dick, Hot Mess, and Shit Talker.
Stupidity too, right?
And they're all fucking rad too. And like I said too, like you guys fucking pump it out. And also too, like it almost like you guys don't pump out a lot. It's almost like you guys sit there and think about it before you guys do it.
Kind of. It's all of our songs have been, like, pretty spurred. Like, all the ones that we've written have been pretty spur of the moment. Like I said, like, I usually write the lyrics first, and then I kind of, like, scream it at the guys with, like, a general idea of how I want the cadence of the song to be. Right. And they form the stuff around it. So, most of the songs have kind of started with just, like, a single line in my head, and then I just kind of build on it for even, like, a couple weeks or whatever, little pieces here and there that seem to fit. And, yeah, usually with, like, the chorus line is how most of the songs start. So, like, a catchy chorus line or something, and then it just kind of builds from there. So we don't write music based on trying to, like, crank out X amount in a certain time. They just kind of, like, they come to us, and we make it happen.
Yeah, and it's a totally different world right now, too, like, with streaming and stuff like that. Like, it's a lot easier to release a single now than it was, like, maybe 10 or 12 years ago, right? I'm gonna say longer than that. I'm gonna say, like, 15. I'm aging myself. But, what's up? Yeah, it's all, yeah. But, yeah, even, so, and it's a fast, like, in my own opinion, a fast four piece. So, like, when you write the songs, like, do you take a guitar with you, like, and just sort of strum it out?
So I can't play an instrument for the fucking life of me.
It's cool. I try and play bass and I fucking suck at it. It's all good.
Yeah, I don't know. I've tried to, like, when I was younger, I tried to learn guitar and stuff, and my ADHD ass does not have the attention span to really sit down and, like, hammer down on shit like that. Okay. So, like, if I'm not, like, kind of good at something trying it, I lose interest, like, altogether.
Okay.
And it's hard for me to, like, push myself to, like, actually get good at it, right? So, I mean, I always kind of, like, growing up as a kid, I went through an emo phase. I was one of those millennials. So I always did, like, slam poetry stuff and, like, free writing and whatever. And so I just kind of applied that, like, slam poetry kind of style to the lyrics that I write. And it kind of works when I throw it at the guys and then gives them an idea on what to form around it.
So do you guys have a jam space as well, too? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Our bass player, Bill, in his basement. Nice. It's, like, the least... It's funny... Yeah, it's, like, the least, like, punk rock jam space ever. It's out in the fucking, like, cookie cutter suburbs in this brand new fucking house. It was funny whenever we roll in and we, like, you know, get out of the car or whatever, we're walking up and there's a bunch of, like, you know, punk asses in the fucking, you know, cookie cutter suburbs going to scream profanities in a basement.
That's all right.
Write a song about some whiskey dick, you know?
There you go. Yeah. That's a good tune too. Like, Whiskey Dick is, I think, I like your single Cunt, or I believe it's not a single, but it's on, yes, it is a single actually.
It is. So our first handful of releases, like, I know everything that we've been releasing has kind of just been, like, on a whim. So we haven't exactly gone with the classic, like, oh, we're going to, like, release an EP and then we're going to do a full length or whatever. Because, like, honestly, our modern day society and, like, our generation, do we really have the attention span to, like, wait so many years or whatever for a full length to come out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, and especially, like, social media and stuff, people want to keep, like, frequently engaged. So, you know, that's why we're releasing, like, you know, four songs out of our full length album right away, just to kind of keep people interested, keep ourselves interested too. You know, we get excited about it. But no, Cunt was originally released as a single.
Mm-hmm.
But what we did, we released our 5-song EP first. And then we released, like, 5 or 6 singles after that. But then we decided, hey, we could just press them all together onto a CD so that they're all together on a physical copy. And that's how our CD Verbal Vomit came out. And called it Verbal Vomit because everything was literally just, like, fucking kind of thrown out there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the CD that we actually have pressed is, like, our 5-song EP and the singles that we released just compiled into one.
That's fucking rad. And it's all the... Yeah, for sure. And, like, do you... on the new album, are you guys going to press vinyl, too?
Yeah. So the label that we signed with, his whole thing is pressing vinyls.
Okay. Because that can get a little expensive too.
Yes, very.
Yeah.
Very. It's the reason why we hadn't pressed it before. So we were talking about it, but we were like, you know, we want to tour and stuff, and that's expensive in itself. So, like, press vinyls, go on a tour. You know, weigh your options there, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing, too. Like, pressing vinyls, it's expensive. But it's also, like, with right now, my own opinion, like, there's a small tape label out of Barry called Tarantula Tapes.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yes, and they're pressing a lot of really cool indie bands, a lot of indie punk bands too. But it's also cool, like, you can still get a physical copy, like a CD or record. Like, I think that's what's missing with streaming platforms right now, is that a lot of people are just clicking the single, but they don't get the full experience of having a physical copy.
That's true. And a lot of people do still like having a physical copy. Like, even myself, like, every time I go to a show, like, I have so many CDs from, you know, like, local bands or, you know, a few I picked up on tour and whatever. And I like having the physical copy.
Mm-hmm.
And full disclosure, all of the CDs that I've collected over the last, like, few years and, like, hitting up the local shows and stuff, none of them are actually opened. They're amazing. Still in the plastic packaging. I do listen to it online, right? Like, you know, I go out for a lot of walks and, like, you know, my commute to work or whatever is going to be on my phone. I'm listening to it there.
Yeah.
But I still like having the physical copy anyway.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one too. Like, so Jennifer, my partner, she got me a player. So it's a record player, a CD player, and a tape player all in one.
Nice.
So I can still play all the tapes and all the CDs and all the vinyl. We've recently just started recollecting vinyl because I had like one big batch of vinyl. Like, I was moving and apparently they lost it, but I don't believe that at all.
Yeah.
So like recently right now, like, I don't know, do you collect vinyl as well or?
No, I'm kicking myself for this. Like, you know when you think back on something that, like, you sold or gave away and you wish you would have kept later on?
110%.
Yeah, I had a record and tape player that I had, like, when I was a kid, and it was in great condition, and that thing was, like, that thing was a beast, man. It was, like, indestructible.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I got into my, like, early teenage years, I was like, oh, I have my iPod. I download everything. So I got rid of... I sold the record player and, like, you know, the vinyls that I had, not thinking, I didn't really have any, like, really, like, major collector's ones or, like, the music that I liked. I just kind of inherited them. It was a bunch of, like, you know, 80s shit from my stepmom and my dad, and it was, like, Styx and Blondie and shit like that, right? But I'm, like, thinking back on it now, especially since we got On the Punk Can of compilation vinyl, like, and I kept a copy for myself as a memento, but... I can't fucking play it. I don't have a record player. And I'm like thinking back to that when I sold it as a kid. I'm like, you dumbass.
Oh, you can grab a good one off of Amazon for sure. I know that. And even if you go to like a local vintage store, I'm pretty sure you can find a decent record player. You just got to get a new needle. Maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've seen some good ones.
Yeah, I know. So, like, I've been
thinking about it.
What's that, sorry?
I've been thinking about it. It's on my list of, like, you know,
things to do.
Next free payday, I'll maybe pick one up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I had one giant collection. Like, I had the box set from Bad Religion on vinyl, and they only pressed 500 of them. Same with, like, NOFX's box set. And that was in that collection, too, which I was, like, fucking kicking myself because, like, now you can only buy it on eBay, and it's, like, fucking $2,000.
Ugh, fuck it.
I know, it's a real fucking ball kicker and all that. Other than that, what else is happening with Shit Happens?
What else is happening with Shit Happens? Oh boy,
well, it's a loaded one.
Announced it.
Yeah.
shit is happening with Shit Happens, man. Where to start? So we just finished our tour, which was a huge success, and we made a bunch of awesome connections. So we've got things kind of lined up further down the road that I can't really talk about yet.
It's totally cool.
We just announced a show with Daigle Abortions May 25th.
Oh,
I'm
how the
living for it, man.
How does that fucking feel?
Holy fuck, man. There's certain things in my life where I'm like, no fucking way. Like, you know, like, Daigle is one of, like, my childhood, like, punk heroes growing up listening to them. Yep. And I'm like, what the fuck? But then, like, we opened for DOA a couple of years ago at May 2022, I think. So okay. We opened up for DOA, and it was the same feeling where I'm like, what the fuck?
It's,
you know, and then Paul Goff from Ripcords asked us to be on the compilation, and then he also we booked a show with him on our tour last year, June, and again, I was like, what the fuck? You know, so it's like, all these moments are happening where, like, I get to play with some of, like, my childhood punk rock heroes, and it's like, holy fuck, man. I can't, like, words can't even fucking explain it.
What's your favorite Daigle song?
Favorite Daigle song? Oh, boy. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Velcro Shoes.
Yeah, that's a good one. I dig it.
It's, I don't know. The message of it is, like, pretty funny. So, I dig it.
So,
my number one favorite.
When's that show?
May 25th at Bulldog Event Center.
Nice. And you guys are the only act on the bill, yeah?
No, we got a couple more. So it's Hellbent, Juste d'Orange, another local, Juste d'Orange, Hellbent, and then us, and then Daigle's. So it's a four band bill.
That's fucking crazy. And I can't believe Daigle's still fucking touring.
Oh, fucking no, right? Well, I've seen them, when I first moved here, I got to see them play, like, 2 days in a row. It was pretty fucking cool. I saw them play at the Bulldog Event Center, and then my buddy Trav was putting them up at his place, so we also had, like, a private house show with them, too. So I got to see Daigle's 2 days in a row, and, like, the second day, I just got to, like, see them in a basement, even got to, like, shoot the shit with Murray, and it was, like, really fucking cool.
That's fucking wicked. It's, like, it's the same thing, too, as, like, a couple of years ago. I don't know if you know Ontario or not, but I was walking in Guelph, my buddies and I were for, like, going for some pints, whatever, on a Sunday evening. I work as a chef full-time, so my days off are Sunday, Mondays. So then I was walking past this bar, and it's, like, fucking... I look at the sign, and it says SNFU Tonight. I'm like, what the fuck, right? And I already had a few in me. So then I walk into the bar, I'm like, is SNFU playing here tonight? They're like, yeah, they're playing in 35 minutes. And I went outside, I'm like, I'm staying here because I don't know when I'm going to see this fucking band ever again.
Fuck yeah, man. Take the opportunities when you can.
You gotta fucking do it, right? Just crack a beer too.
Yes, I did.
What kind of beer are you drinking?
Oh, PBR. I'm a cheap bitch.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I like the PBR. So I don't mind the expensive shit once in a while, but in the summertime, a nice tall can of PBR, it's on my alley. I'm a huge PBR fan. What are you, a beer connoisseur? Do you call yourself a beer connoisseur or no?
No, not at all.
It's cool. If it's got liquor in it, drink it.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty cool. Much. I'm not picky about it. When people talk about, like, I have to, back in yesterday, I picked up some tequila for, you know, a couple of the girls and I had a, like, taco and tequila night yesterday. And, you know, I'm like, what's on sale? This bottom shelf shit that tastes like shit? Fuck yeah, that's what we're going for. It's cheap.
Well, that's the thing, too. After the first couple of shots, you don't really give a shit. Like, after that, you're, like, fucking game on, right?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. But no, I mean, like, I can appreciate a good wine, you know, and sip it. I can be cultured. I can be civil.
Yeah, that's fine. It's totally cool. I'm the same way, too. I don't mind a nice Merlot, but at the end of the day, I do, like, what's it called? Yellowtail? It's like...
Oh, that's a good one.
It's like $12, and it tastes like it's fucking 10.
Not too bad. Now, Cab Sabs are my thing. The Apothic Cabernet Sauvignon is probably like my number one go-to because it's not too crazy expensive. It's kind of like mid-range, but it tastes pretty fucking nice.
There you go. Yeah, for sure. Actually, I'm not gonna lie to you. Any wine's pretty good, especially white wine with ice in it. I'm okay with it.
You know, white wine just doesn't do it for me, man. I can down like 2 bottles of fucking white wine, and it's like fucking don't even get a buzz from it.
Yeah, it's I like the Chardonnay, and call me whatever you want, but in the summertime, a nice glass of Chardonnay in a rocks glass with a few ice cubes, it's pretty good.
Oh, you bougie bitch.
Right, there you go. So what bands have you been listening to right now?
Right now? Been listening to a lot of the stuff from the bands that we toured with, you know? Mm-hmm. So Iron Moose just released a single like a couple weeks ago, like the day after we played with them. So I've been like, I got that on my playlist right now. Our buddies in CIDB just, you know, dropped some new songs not that long ago, so I've been listening to them. It's a bit of unwanted noise here and there.
Nice.
What am I listening to? I don't know. I've got all these like different playlists, just kind of depending on like what I'm doing.
That's
on my power walk today. It was that kind of stuff.
Well, that's fair. Well, that's the thing too, is like, I listen to like lots of genres of music. Like I'm not just like, I used to sit there and just listen to punk rock and I'm like, go fuck yourself. This is what I'm listening to. But sometimes that gets boring sometimes, if you will. And then I started listening to all the indie shit like Arcade Fire and like Band of Horses. Don't get me wrong, I still like some of the stuff, but not all the time. But I'm like, I still like songs under fucking 3 minutes. But when I'm at home, it's mostly all hip hop. So.
Yeah, no, before this podcast call, I was working on doing some artwork for a show poster, and I was vibing out to some, like, you know, Spoon and Cold War Kids and Portugal the Man, some of those chill drawn vibes, you know.
I like
depends on what I'm doing, depends what I'm listening to.
I like Spoon a lot too, and I like Portugal the Man. I think their singles are fucking rocking. I'm not afraid to say it. Yeah. What was I listening to today? I think it was all punk rock. Like it was, yeah, today, because I work as a chef, so like usually it's a lot of like hardcore, like Hatebreed, H2O, Madball, stuff like NYC shit.
Nice.
Yeah, and then there's a new single out by a band called FOD. They're from Australia. You gotta check them out. It's like a lot of
FOD.
FOD, yeah. It's like a lot of FOD. It's a lot of skate punk. And little Belvedere as well. I think you know who they are.
Yeah. We played with them in last year, September.
No shit, eh? How's Steve doing?
No, he seemed to be doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was fun. That was a hell of a show. So originally, it was supposed to be, like, Brutal Youth was headlining, and, you know, we got
love access to the Patty. Open for love them. Pat.
I fucking love those guys.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Patty's a fucking gem.
He's probably one of the nicest guys, I'll say, in Canadian punk rock. I will go Steve from Belvedere, Pat from Brutal Youth, and Big Al from Trigger Happy are probably the nicest people in punk rock in Ontario I've met currently.
So fucking nice. What I love about Patty too, like, he's just, you know, like we played with them at SOS Fest back in 2022 is when we first met them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just shooting the shit with them, like hit off as, like, you know, buddies. And he was just, it's funny just watching Patty go from, like, you know, when you're having casual conversation with him and how just like chill he is.
No, to, zero like, on to
stage 10. Where he's smacking himself in the fucking face, making his head bleed and jumping off of fucking ladders and stuff. And you're like, where did this come from?
that band, in my own opinion, that band has blown up in the past, I'm going to say 3 years for sure.
Oh, hell yeah. And so then we played with them again last year, September, at the Handsome Daughter here. It's a small venue. Like, it's a pretty small venue. And we played there before, and, like, we know that stage, right? And we got asked to be on the bill with Brutal Youth, and then we were like, how's Patty going to pull off his stage theatrics here?
Right? Yeah, he fucking jumps higher than Tony Hawk.
Like, there's not a lot of room for activity. He's gonna put his head through the fucking ceiling.
No, it's, I think that band is, I, in my own opinion, they're probably one of my favorite punk bands right now.
Mine too, yeah.
And they're doing it right too, man. Like, they're always playing shows. They also have their 9-to-5s too as well.
Yep.
But I did a podcast with Pat, with the whole band. So anyways, I've been trying to get him on the podcast for, I don't know, quite a bit. Not quite a bit. I guess so, yes. So then I just finished up a podcast. I forget what band it was because it was probably on Monday and I was probably on like podcast number 4. That's what I do on my days off during the day when I'm not entertaining the kitty cats. And then Pat messaged me, DM'd me on Instagram. He's like, hey, you want to do that podcast? We're just driving around right now. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm just crunching a shit right now. But yeah, okay, let me finish it. I'll get right to it. And then, yeah, it was pretty funny, actually. Like, I say it on the podcast. I laugh my ass off. But they're great guys, and that's the thing. They work really hard, too. And so do you guys, too. You work really hard at your craft as well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, we try. I like to keep busy. So, like, the band is perfect. I like ongoing projects where I can always be working on something. It keeps me busy. And, you know, I get to meet really fucking cool people along the way and do shit like this. Like, you know, I have no idea who you are. We never met, but we're fucking driving, man. We're having a great conversation.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, like, we're 31 minutes and 21 seconds into the podcast. And I feel like I've known you for, like, maybe about 2 years, 3 years.
Right?
Yeah, it's totally fucking cool. What do you like about Canadian punk rock right now?
Canadian punk rock right now.
It's a loaded question.
I guess how supportive it is, you know, like of each other and stuff. You know, like there's a lot about it to appreciate. But it's just how supportive everybody is of each other has been like incredible, like especially after our tour. You know, we had so much support along the way from people just like putting us up for the night, having like, hey, you need a place to do laundry and have a shower, here you go. We had had a show got canceled kind of last minute. Yeah. And you know, we reached out to somebody and they set us up and fucking let us crash at the venue and fed us and like, you know, network some more. And it was just fucking great. Like, just how supportive everybody is. And even like out west, like we haven't toured out west yet. We're planning on it in 2025. We just gotta get our shit together.
Shit happens.
And, shit happens, right? And even how supportive, you know, people have been out that way too. Like, when are you gonna come out this way? You know, we'll book you. You'll have places to stay and shit like that. And it's just, that's what I love about the Canadian punk scene so much, is just how fucking supportive we are of each other. And, like, I know even in my local scene here, and I've seen it in plenty of other, like, in plenty of other communities across Canada, too, because I follow a lot of stuff on the Punk Canada page, the Facebook Punk Canada page that Paul runs there.
Yeah, I wanted to. And,
you know, punk's doing, like, benefits and shit like that for, you know, for causes and stuff. It's, you know, a huge thing, whether it be for something bigger, like a bigger kind of donating cause, or just to help somebody local. Like, we have one coming up here. We lost a couple of good people in our scene to fentanyl. And, you know, one of our friends is rallying up and doing a Fuck Fent show. And 12 bands all agreed to be part of this benefit show without a fucking question. Yeah. And people are donating raffles and shit like that, and you know, it's just right on it. You know, everybody is just really fucking supportive of each other.
And that's the thing too, is like, it was like that back in the day too, because like I used to play music like in the early 2000s, and I got cooking, and then my fucking week started to get busy and whatever. But there was not a downfall from Canadian punk and hardcore. Because when the indie scene started coming up, you never really seen it as much. But it's coming back, especially out there too, where you guys are out west, and especially in Toronto. And even like Barrie's got a fucking crazy hardcore scene. Band called Crossdog. I don't know. Have you heard of them?
No, I have not.
Check them out. You'll fucking totally dig them.
Sweet.
Yeah, they're Crossdog, they're right from other, I believe it's, no, fuck me, it's not Barrie, it's Peterborough. I'm an idiot. Fuck. Yeah, Peterborough. It's great because, like, I was talking to, do you know the Mendozas at all?
I've listened to their stuff. I know of them. I don't know them, like, personally, but, like, I've heard their name thrown out a lot, and I've listened to their stuff.
So, John Mendoza sent us a bunch of stickers, and he is a beautiful fucking, he's a gem. Sent us some CDs and pins and stickers and shit. And so then I phoned him, and I was like, basically all snapped. Anyways, I finished work. I had fucking 5 beers, came home, had 2. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is wicked. So I phoned, thanked him. And I said, yeah, I was speaking with Shit Happens. And he's like, fuck, that fucking band. I believe he's seen you, or he's trying to book you guys too or something like that. But he's like,
I know our bass player Bill does like a majority of like our like Instagram, like networking and stuff and talking to people. So he very well may have been talking to the Mendozas at one point, but I just either like breezed over it or didn't know. Bill's like the main kind of PR guy.
That's okay. And like, so do you guys, all of you guys run the IG and whatnot? Yeah.
Yeah, it depends. Bill does, he's a computer coder for a living. So he does like data analysis and shit like that. So he likes to tap into shit on the Instagram and whatever. And I'm more like, I'm just going to do Instagram stories of our shows and stupid shit.
That's not stupid.
I do the fun, stupid shit. And he does the more serious business side of things on the Instagram.
Nice. And you guys have a Facebook page? No?
Yes, we do.
That's crazy. What do you think of that?
Technically have 2 Facebook pages. Technically. One of them is locked out, we can't get into because it got zucked. So our Facebook is SH_T_Happens_Winnipeg.
Mm.
And our Instagram is Shit_Happens_Official. When we started the band, whatever, we made a Facebook page, which is Shit_Happens_Official. And then all of a sudden one day, none of us could get into it. It was locked out and continued to stay locked out.
Really?
And it was like, this page goes against community standards because of our name.
So. Yeah, that's kind of fucking shitty, man. Because, like, I had a hardcore band not too long ago. I'm going to say, like, 3 podcasts ago. They're called Suicide Cages. They're from Denver, Colorado. And they're the nicest dudes ever. And then I was trying to sit there and post the podcast, but it kept getting flagged. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, the podcast isn't about suicide. That's the fucking name of the band. And then I had to go through, I had to do an email through my distributor, like Podbean. And then I had to do another one through Spotify to explain this is the band. Da, 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 da. It's kind of fucking shitty, to be honest with you.
I'm all about being... like politically correct and like courteous of people, but there is a point that it gets to where it's like a little much.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one too. It's like I was talking to you off air about some stuff, and you just gotta word it properly if you're gonna say it before anyone, like, I don't know, whatever. Because then I spelt the name with like dollar signs too, and that just looked fucking like some fucking mumble rapper name. So then,
yeah,
I don't know. I did the extra bootleg work to fucking sit there and go to Spotify, email them. That took like fucking, I don't know, 3 days. But it was racking my brain too. Like, my brain was doing backflips. I'm like, why is this being like? There's bands like the Suicide Machines and Suicidal Tendencies and stuff like that, right? But I'm not saying like I'm at that like fame. But it's like, okay, so if I put suicide. Why I don't know, whatever, I don't fucking get it. It's fucking stupid, to be honest with you.
It gets a little intense, and like, so that's like, so our song Cunt, Cancel Us Next Tuesday, is kind of all about that.
Yeah.
And you know, just kind of how it's gotten so intense to a point where, like, you know, there's a lot of preaching about, like, you know, freedom of speech and, you know, open contacts and stuff like that, but then it can just go so one-sided or the other where it doesn't leave room for conversation about it.
Well, there you go,
you know, too. And, like, education and conversation about it is just shut right the fuck down instead of being able to have an open conversation and educating each other about it.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, like, and we'll talk about it, fuck it, I'm not gonna mention names, but, like, I think that goes with what happened in the before times with COVID. Don't get me wrong. Did the government take advantage of it? For sure. Was it a thing? Yes. Like, my mom passed away from it. It was whatever. But I think in the before time, like, that time, it was either you're right or wrong. You know what I mean? There was no chance for people to have, like, I can sit there and have an intelligent conversation with a conservative person, no problem. As long as they're open-minded and they want to fucking hear the facts,
right? Exactly, exactly. And you know what? Sometimes in those conversations too, even if, you know, like, whether you're left or right and have completely opposite opinions, like, nothing can mesh, you can still learn shit from each other from having a conversation. Without it having to get, like, heated and, like, you're wrong, you know?
Like, well, that's what I mean. It's, like, even, like, and, like, don't get me wrong. Like, there's, like, extreme left wing and there's also extreme right wing, too, where you can't even get a say in if you want to have a conversation about, you know, a politician or a politician party, right? They're just like, no, you're wrong. That's it. You're wrong. It's like, well, no, I'm not, because this is the facts and this is science and, you know, 1 + 1 still equals 2. Like, it doesn't equal 4. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like, I don't know, the world just needs to calm down a little bit and be able to have conversations with each other. Like, even if you don't agree with the other person. Like, so my rule of thumb is, like, whatever the fuck you believe in, I will hear you out in your side of the story. And, you know, by the end of the conversation, there's a good chance I still won't agree with you. But I'll have tapped into your mind as to why you think that way. You know, like, everybody has their opinions for a fucking reason, whether it's things that they went through in their life, they're a product of their upbringing or fucking whatever. And, like, everybody just needs to support each other. You know, like, life is hard enough as is without everybody shutting each other down so fucking hard.
Well, that's it too. It's like, it's, I think, Jennifer and I are really, like, we're liberal minded, right? So, like, we live in a small community called Center Wellington where, I like to think, and everyone does too, is, like, you know, we accept a lot of, you know, like, we're not, you know, we fly all the flags, you know what I mean? Which is totally cool with me, right? And I don't, if it's not your fucking bag, then why bother to fucking put your hand in it? You know what I mean?
Yep. Oh, exactly.
Like,
I mean, my family is a mixed bag of shit. Like, I was raised by, like, liberal left-wing hippies, you know, and, like, liberal left-wing hippies and, like, you know, part of, like, the lesbian community, like, in my upbringing, whatever, and, like, you know, you see multiple sides of things and get perspective, and, you know, I can even tell with them, like, there'd be some things that they'd shut it down and get really intense when it was out of context, and there was no need for it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is, like, even, like, I didn't think we'd talk about politics, but it's really good. I think coming out of the pandemic, everyone needs to fucking chill out and stop fucking with other people's shit. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like I said, if it's not your bag, don't put your fucking hand in it. Live your life. Yeah. Fucking whatever. Just stop fucking everyone else's up.
Oh, my God. So speaking of that stuff, so, like, I'm a big fan of South Park, right?
Yeah, me too. I think it's hysterical.
They did that COVID special or whatever, where, like, at the end of it, just, like, we were shitty to each other, you know, and then it was kind of like, I'm like, yeah, yeah, no, you guys are making a very good point. Everyone was, like, kind of shitty to each other.
Oh, that's the thing, too, is, like, and it was hilarious. I've watched it, Jennifer and I watched it, and at the end of it, we laughed our asses off, because, like, I will sit there and say, like, I was kind of shitty to people, right? Like, I wrote people off. I'm like, listen, like, I don't understand why you don't believe in science. I don't get it. But I also, like, it also goes to, like, okay, it's science, whatever, but it's also health. But I also, I totally, like, and I don't believe in Jesus. I'm the furthest person to believe in that. But I understand why people want something to believe in. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. I don't.
So I'm a, my day job is I'm a supervisor for a grocery store. So I was an essential during the pandemic. Ooh.
Yeah.
And, man, like, it just, it's like, as like, you know, in like the fucking, on the floor in the fucking worst of the fucking toilet paper hoarding and all that shit and whatever, right? But it was just, it's weird because throughout that, like, I saw, it just brought out, like, the best and the worst in people, either, like, one side or the other or both at the same time. It's fucking bizarre.
Yeah, and it's, and that's the thing, too, is, like, you know, like, I never got COVID. I was all up on my vaccines. I think Jennifer and I really played it really well. Like, we stayed within our bubble, you know, that sort of thing. I believe in it. It was something like my mom passed away from it. But I think with that, that sort of divided the, it's like people are starting to come together now against, people are sort of trying to put that into the back of their brain where, don't get wrong, like, we still got, you know, extreme right and extreme left people for sure. But I think a good 80% of Canada is starting to come back together again.
Oh yeah, definitely. Maybe.
Like, you'll always, in society, in my own opinion, you'll always have shitty people, right?
And always.
I believe in, you know, there's only one race, it's the human race.
Yeah.
And so there. We said we weren't going to talk about politics, but we did for about 15 minutes, but it was good. I loved every minute of it.
It did. Yeah, fuck yeah, man. I mean, you know, like I said, like, the way that I see it with, like, all of it in the politics, how I said it remained, like, the chaotic neutral and just kind of watch the world burn, but, you know, the way that I see it is, like, life kind of sucks and then you die. So, like, let's not make it harder for each other.
No, exactly. Let's all have a good time, right? Like, it's... Yeah. You know, I wish everyone can get along, but, you know, there's a good 15 or 20% of the world that they don't want to get along with everybody, which kind of sucks. But...
Yeah, I mean, also life, I mean, if you think of it, if everybody really just got along all the time, like, it would be a little boring, wouldn't it? Like, sometimes it's nice to see some shit go down.
I'm with you on that one. Add some excitement
and some spice.
You know, I'm pretty, I like watching Trump burn. I like that part a lot. He's a really shitty human being. It sucks because he'll probably get voted in the next, when is it? April? No. The election in the States. I'm not too sure. But anyways, hopefully he doesn't, but it looks like he probably will. But yeah, I enjoy seeing him fucking on the TV because apparently he's broke as shit and the United States is going after all of his golf courses and whatnot because he's got no fucking money.
Oh, this will be exciting to watch go down.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm like chomping on the bed. I can't wait. I hate the fucker so much. And he's not going to listen to this at all, so whatever. Like, that's fine. But anywho, so we're at the point of the podcast. We've been talking for 48 minutes and 9 seconds. So give me all the socials.
All of the socials. Okay. Instagram, Shit Happens Official. Facebook, SH_T Happens Winnipeg. TikTok, Shit Happens Official. We're still getting used to TikTok because it's a scary platform and we all kind of hate it, but realize we should use it.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is like we do the Instagram. We don't do the Facebook because I think that's a dead platform, my own opinion.
Depends. That is debatable because it entirely depends on the generation. Because I noticed with Facebook, it's a lot more of like the elder millennials and older that are still on the Facebook train.
Yeah, no,
younger millennials, younger, are on the Instagram train.
Yeah, I rejoined Facebook. I was off of it for like 9 years and it was fucking glorious. And then I reactivated my account. I'm like, oh, I guess what's going on this fucking thing right now? And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Now I know why I hate it. But now I, because I'm still fucking nosy. And we're on TikTok too. Like, we do the TikTok, like, what do you call it? I announce all the bands in the episodes. TikTok is good. Like, we got 1,800 views, like, yesterday or day before. But it's just me talking to the camera saying, oh, check out the podcast. And I'm going to talk about my cats.
And that's it. You talk about cats, you'll get a lot of TikTok followers.
If you sit there and hashtag cat parents and cats of Instagram and hashtag cats of IG and hashtag cats of TikTok, fuck, that's it. That's all you need.
Pretty much.
Yeah, right.
That's how you bank those followers, Captain with the pussy.
Amazing, good work. That's a good one. So do you have any cats or dogs or no?
I have a cat, and she's actually being a total suck right now and pressed right up against me here. Yeah. Her name is Tippy.
Tippy.
She's my baby. I've had her since I was 16. She's my girl.
How old is she now?
She's like 15 now.
That's crazy. Like, we got, so we named the podcast after, after our cats. So it's Olive and Pimento. And nice. Then after we did got the podcast up and going, Jennifer works, at a trucking company, and she's like, hey, let's go out here. There's a few kitties. Da, da, da. I'm like, okay, well, we don't need another cat. And there was one little dude that was circling my leg. I picked him up. I'm like, all right, let's go to the car. We got one. I can't let him down. Cause I'm a huge pussy like that. And then, we named him, Mr. Martini.
Mr. Martini.
Yeah. All of some pimentos and Mr. Martini. And he is hilarious. And I shouldn't say, yeah, they're all my favorite.
Yeah. But a whole, you got a theme going on with your cat's names. Love it.
Yeah, I know. We like to party and smoke weed and drink. Yeah. We quit doing hard drugs, 8 years ago. Because of all the fentanyl shit, right? So yeah, we just smoke weed and fucking drink high percentage IPAs that are sit at like 10.6, and you have two of those and a few PBRs, you're off to a good start.
Ooh, IPAs, bougie bitch.
Bougie bitch. But anyways,
bougie bitch.
There you go. thanks a lot for doing this, huh?
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having us. Yeah. Great to, well, kind of meet you, but not meet you, you know?
Yeah, well, next time you guys come to Ontario or Toronto or anywhere in Ontario, let us know. We'll come out. We'll film a bunch of content, and we'll go check it out.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. So thanks a lot, and stay on the line, eh?
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, cool. Man.